What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. It's Raheel in for Barry. It's Nick and Joel. We've been doing this since 1. Appreciate you taking us till 4. Blitz will take you home till 7. Simulcasting all down the line. 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. So, Raheel, we were getting into a lot of different things. OU Mike says, I bet Johnny Weir gets butthurt. Probably never complains. Now he's back to being himself again. I guess the new nickname didn't last long. He's back to OU Mike.
Good for you, OU Mike. Johnny Weir, man, he has built a little empire, media empire. He has a show now on Cooking Channel also.
With or without Tara Lipinski?
With.
Aha. Uh-huh. Those two are inseparable.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you have chemistry with somebody, you built that brand up and people like you, or enough people like you, make more money. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that. Make more money.
But don't screw it up either, because you think about, like, and the easiest one is Mike and the Mad Dog. Those two guys, whether you watch the 30 for 30 or not, you're from the East Coast, you know who they are in New York, whatever. They had such a good thing going, and then all of a sudden one day both egos started to get into it until they both wanted to leave, and it screwed the whole thing up. You got to ride that wave.
Yeah, but every wave comes to an end, though.
True.
Right? And, like, I mean, egos.
But there's something to be said about being prepared for the end of the wave, but still not, because you're in the end, you're just screwing yourself. Because you're screwing yourself out of longevity, good pay. Popularity, all the things that came with it. So, I mean, I don't know.
And that's why I'm going to end this hour. This will be my final hour with you, Joel, because it's been a good thing, and I know the end is coming, and we're going to have a good end.
So if we call you and say Jerry Rocha couldn't make it tomorrow?
I'll be there.
That's what I thought.
Check's end, clear, end I'm there. Here.
All I heard is you guys were going to have some sort of happy ending. I was listening to audio. I'm sorry.
Happy ending saying? Just rang the bell you needed?
Which, again, it's so awkward. Like, do you propose it first, or do they do it? Is there a code word?
Well, you're the only one of this trio that has experienced hot massage chick.
Yeah.
Without it being porn, right?
Well, yeah.
Without it being
physical, actually, yeah. There, where it's like...
I like to say the nickname that they call those modeling studios, and then Nick drop. He has a tendency to possibly bleep me.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. I know what you're going to say. Don't say it.
I know what you're saying, too.
Not a modeling studio. You went to an act. You were the only one to get a hot massage therapist.
Yeah, I went to get a massage, and the therapist happened to be hot.
Right.
Yeah.
But Nick and I have never had that.
No. So.
Lucky you.
Yeah. And
but you didn't broach the subject, either.
No, because I was so uncomfortable the whole time. I was like, I don't know.
How do you go to massage and be uncomfortable, though?
I tell you, I don't know. I don't like it. It's weird to me. I think it's that tension.
I think it's the weight, probably. Like, when you're sitting there and you're waiting for, like, are you, like, sitting all, you're just laying down waiting for somebody? Is it the waiting time, maybe?
No, it's not the waiting time.
What makes you feel so uncomfortable? I really want to know.
When there's somebody touching you, and then...
Oh, it's during the it's not
and you find a twinge or two of reaction.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. Have you ever gotten a couples massage with your wife when you're in the same room?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
You're saying it like nobody else does it. A lot of people do it.
Why?
It's on every single, like when you go to a spa, it's
always one of them. Like on the honeymoon and stuff like that?
Just in general. Like you can go to Massage Envy, get a couples massage. You go to Cabo, anywhere. You stay at a hotel, everyone does it. You're making me sound like I'm like the only one who ever.
It sounds like something that happens. Yeah. I don't know, obviously, but it sounds like that's something that happens. Like, does it involve like hot stone? Like what?
Yeah, you're just next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have two different masseuses. What's the plural
masseuse?
For masseuse?
I don't know.
Masseuse?
I don't know.
And you just get a massage together. And that's it. And then you go sit in bathtubs afterwards, like the Cialis commercial.
Now,
Joel, never.
Never. Joel's reading. What happened?
So, Nick, you're not going to like this, but KJ, Kevin Joseph, says, Pac-Man Joel, I can confirm Nick loves Ramona. I saw him gaze into her eyes during the Warriors series in the locker room. Hate to break it to you, Nick. She's pregnant and due in September.
KJ saw nothing of the sort. Nothing. I can't believe she's pregnant, though.
I can't either. Well, but that might explain some things.
With that career she has, she's so busy.
That's probably true.
Let's just hope that it's not Wendy's. Brian Windhorst.
Oh.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Yo.
Just thought I'd give you that visual. Yo. Rob says, what about Cassidy Hubbard? I like
her.
That
she's
one.
I love her energy. Yeah,
she's good, and she knows hoops.
Yeah, she's really good. I like her.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Windhorst. Would LeBron get mad if Windhorst is in a relationship? Or would Windhorst not get in a relationship because of LeBron?
I think LeBron's he would be a swinger open to that.
Because those two are.
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming Windhorst is already in L.A. covering LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he's already moved. Yeah. Like, he's got an apartment and everything.
His whole career, if LeBron goes to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. Brian's going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, and he doesn't shy away from it too much, and the fact that everybody knows that his whole career is centered around covering LeBron.
Absolutely. He was the first one to write the book on LeBron when he was a high schooler. And, you know, just he did a podcast talking about that. And he's like, right place, right time, man. You think he's complaining about his career right now?
No.
No, right?
I think the only thing he needs to worry about is when LeBron retires.
Yeah.
You either got to latch on to somebody else or ride out the wave, like we said, and spin it into being on the jump with Rachel Nichols or being the next Woj.
Which he already is doing.
Right.
Like he's doing a lot of
I think
NBA
the exit
stuff.
Of LeBron won't hurt his career. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. In fact, when Bronny Jr. is playing, he's just going to go with Bronny.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He's so tied in with that family.
Because Bron Jr. is actually good. Like, people think he's going to be a legit player.
It's not
a situation where he's nothing like his father. So
he may be one and done or hope the rule changes because that kid's pretty polished.
I do want to see LeBron be in a starting lineup with his kid.
That's his goal.
Yeah.
Because when he first signed with the Lakers, someone did an El Jefe and made a superimposed Bron Jr. and Bron in Lakers uniforms on the bench just from behind. The shot is just of the back of their jerseys. And LeBron actually commented on it. Was like, oh, man, who did this? So cool. Love it. Because that's what he wants to do. He wants to have the longevity enough to have played with his son, which is very cool.
Anything catch your eyes in terms of the Art Briles thing today at the Cougars practice, the Cougars tonight? So Kendall Briles is the offensive coordinator for Major Applewhite.
Right.
And a lot of people are upset, ticked off that Art was there at the practice.
Randy McAvoy and I talked about this the other day. And I appreciate the loyalty and support Fred Fowler and Jong have for U of H. And for them to be as passionate as they are about being anti-U of H or just boycotting U of H because of the Kendall Briles hire, and for some of the things Fred has alluded to about what he knows that he can't say yet, or maybe he ever will, about what's going on there, I respect that enough to say I also get it. And I also think that in any of these programs, with all the stuff that's going on between Maryland and Ohio State and even at what happened at Michigan State or Penn State, I think that more people knew than just the head coach or a couple of coordinators. And I think if you know that stuff and you intentionally sit on it and don't do something about it and act on it, I said this, I think it was yesterday with Nick in the opening half hour. If you willingly partook in burying information and didn't even think about what it would do to the victims, you should no longer be coaching ever again. That, so I'm passionate about that. And why, by the way, if he's coaching, if Art Briles is coaching in Italy, why isn't he in Italy?
There, I think their season starts at different times, maybe. I don't know.
I would assume it's because of that.
Yeah, I'm not. Also, from an optics standpoint, be honest. Like before talking to Randy yesterday,
yeah.
How many of y'all like truly remember that Kendall Briles was the offensive coordinator?
Oh, I did.
You remembered it.
I did. Yeah,
I remember the uproar. And if you had asked me, like, I'm like, oh yeah, he was there. Like it was kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Because it was a big controversy when Major Applewhite first brought him in.
Absolutely. But so, it kind of fizzled down. Like nobody was complaining. We didn't get any calls about it. You know, like, oh, I can't believe they're starting training camp with Kendall Briles.
But now we're starting football season, so it's going to come back to the forefront.
Now, but this was not their first training camp, or
it wasn't their first practice.
First practice at all is the fact that Art Briles showed up.
Sure.
Now it's a story all over again. And you go, hey, Pops, I love you. Thank you for being there for me. I get all that. But from a standpoint of, like, we don't need more headlines reminding people.
They talked about this. They had to have talked about it before they put him out there in front of the public. But Nick's got some comments from Major Applewhite after Art Briles was at practice.
Well, it's his son, you know, and I have a son, and I want to be around my son, and I want to be involved in everything that my son does. And I'm going to live vicariously through my son, and I love him to death. And I just feel like, you know, that's a big part of it. He also coached here, played here. We have three children that went to school here. You know, so there's a lot of reasons outside of that, but I just go to the human side in terms of if my son was coaching and I wanted to be around him, I would want to be around him. I haven't been a coach myself. And it's just about fatherly love, really, at the end of the day.
I get what Major Applewhite is saying, guys, but my initial response when I was listening to that is, if you want to go to the human side, let's talk about the victims that were dehumanized and violated the way they were before we get into the human side.
But does he have any ground to stand on by saying that? Like, does he not show up to his son and support his son now that the situation is out?
You can do it from afar.
Dude, your dad, like, I get it, man. It's a cop-out answer, in my opinion, because there's more at play. This isn't just, like, a father and a son that don't have this history in terms of what happened at the school they were previously at. It's not just two innocent guys like, oh, look, it's just, oh, it's my dad. No, these are guys, whether it be founded or not, and we'll figure it out once the lawsuits all hit and get figured out. But they were part of something that was very, very wrong at a program. So it's not like
if you had aspirations of having that career-long connection with your son, you shouldn't have gotten involved and you shouldn't have covered up what you got involved in.
So there's more at play here than just a fatherly son connection. You have to understand that when you are the guy, when you are representing the university, which already took a bunch of heat because of your hiring of Kendall Briles, you can't just cop out with, oh, I would be there for my son. Oh, great, be there for your son. But if you did something
you
like this, your son
you
will also catch
a rape scandal going on in your last coaching
position. That's so frustrating of a cop-out answer.
No doubt.
How about you go, hey, you can support me, Dad, and be there for me, all that. Be there in meetings behind closed doors.
That's what I'm saying.
Publicly just walking around, you're going to catch stuff. That's part of it now.
You have to believe that Major and Kendall knew this was going to be what Art wanted. Whoever's idea it was, it had to be discussed. It should have been discussed. Otherwise, it shows just how naive these people really can be with some of the stuff they've been involved with. But all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Drinking a German beer with a Cuban cigar in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulder. She probably studied abroad.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back final hour of the show. It is for Heelan, for Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. Excuse me. We were talking before the break about Art Briles stopping in to see his son Kendall in the U of H practice with Major Applewhite and Company, and just going back and forth on that. Taylor wants to get in here and talk about the Art Briles situation. Taylor, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? In any business, your CEO or supervisor management, and I think Applewhite is a manager, you have what's called risk-reward. And I think they calculated all this behind the scenes, and the reward is more, it's going to be better than the risk they're taking and bringing them in. Why I say that? Because they're coaching young men. And when you're coaching young men, especially this time of their age, nobody really has a clean slate. Everybody don't know what happened with Art Briles. We got reports and this and that. He hasn't been charged with any crimes or whatever, haven't even heard civil lawsuits or whatever. We're castigating this guy. I mean, what my take on it is, I think that Major Applewhite is saying, hey, this is this man's dad. This is family. That's what we're trying to put here. You make mistakes in family, things happen, we're going to support you. And that's what happens. I think we're getting out of control with this moral high ground in sports now.
Do you think that the parents of the girls that were violated at Baylor feel that way and say, you know, just let him support his dad? I mean, there's enough proof in what came out of the Baylor situation, and there's still even more coming out to know that Art Briles was the center of it. He knew about it. It's the only thing that's in question is how much did Kendall Briles know? Other than that, it's been proof. It's been out there for a while.
It's been out there for a while, Joe. But what I'm saying is, he hasn't been charged with anything. My heart goes out to these guys. I don't know what happened. I have a daughter. I have two daughters. If anything happened, I probably will be behind the bars. But what I'm saying, I'm trying to alleviate my. I'm trying to take the actual what happened, and I'm trying to think of way you guys are giving Applewhite some heat behind this. I'm just saying the way his thought process is and going about it. I mean, it's a bad situation, but what I'm saying is we're tripping really about sports now, and we're supposed to be the moral high ground for America. Do you guys actually watch TV and what's going on around here in this world? And left is right, and right is left, and it's all mixed up. But what I'm just trying to say,
but Taylor,
is,
here's another thing: if you're Major Applewhite and you're saying, you know, we should lay off a Major, the biggest thing with Major Applewhite is you're trying to live up to what Tom Herman did at U of H. You didn't have the greatest of years last year. You're trying to build on positives. Tell me what the positive is of having Art Briles at your practice.
I said it earlier. I think it's a family. He's supporting his OC and with his dad there, and he's showing these guys. I'm telling you, they have deep conversations besides football. And this is how you get guys. This is how you get guys in there, recruit guys. And you can't say, well, yeah, I'm all about helping guys, and we can reinvent ourselves, and we can, you know. But then when a chance comes about, they're like, well, who did you support that was in a bad situation? I'm not saying it's right, Joe. I'm just saying we got to look at it in an open-minded.
It's horrible
what happened to the girls that happened. I hope everybody that was involved, their day comes. I like a lot of things coming up. I hope it does, but I'm just saying, me, from Applewhite's point of view, I'm thinking it's a family thing. We're trying to build something. Yeah, you want to be with Herman. Herman has some dirt on him, but anybody can understand. The way college sports is now, it's nobody walking around here Snow White green. And the only thing is, Joe, they just haven't been exposed yet.
I appreciate it, Taylor. Thank you so much. Yeah, if you want to play the family card, I'll play along. I'll play this game. Yeah, you want to support your OC, your dad is there and his dad, all that, whatever, right? You want to play that game, do it behind closed doors. Because you are representing a university, and if it comes down to it, like, oh, yeah, you know what, family, all that good stuff, great. Do it behind closed doors. Bring them in for a meeting. You want to teach men a lesson that, hey, you can really screw up some people's lives, and you can be in charge of that and still have a second chance coaching in Italy. You want to teach that lesson? Go ahead. Please do it behind closed doors. Because at the risk of, like, we're teaching a lesson to the kids and showing family all this, you're losing supporters for your university. A university that already has issues getting supporters and having people there. And you're losing people because of that move. And the risk reward, that whole conversation, I bet it didn't happen. It's just the way he answered that question. Oh, it's just his father, guys. What? Hey, the risk reward. No, that whole thing, there is a risk. And the reward is what? That Art Briles was at your practice? You could have done the family thing is the reward. You could have done that behind closed doors.
I'm with you. That's like, what I'm saying. It makes no sense. That's what I'm saying. There had to be discussions because you know the media is at every practice, whether they're with the same veracity as they are for Rockets and Texans and otherwise, it doesn't matter. There's going to be media at the practices, and he is going to be recognized, and this is going to be an issue. You had to have talked about this. Every university has a PR department, sports information department, as they're called. And it had to be discussed. I just don't see how any of this comes out positive for Major Applewhite in the program.
I don't think the PR department was brought into this.
Because I kind of agree with Real. I don't think they were either.
Yeah. This might have just been like, oh, Art's coming in. Because if it was, they would have remembered how bad the backlash was when Kendall was hired.
I think they would have. I think the PR is involved only if they went up to him and say, look, in the event you get approached by media members and you're asked anything, this is how you should approach this situation. This is how you should address Art Briles being at the practice if they ask this or if they ask that. That's the only time. Because at the end of the day, I don't think the head guy of the PR department is going to shoot that down if the rest of the program wants Art Briles to be there at the practice.
Yeah. So it's such a mind-boggling thing to do.
But I will say it is. Why? There is a temptation. There's kind of a trend with on-air hosts, personalities. When a story pops up like this, there's this temptation to just give a hot take and take the moral high ground. I will say that. Like, it's an easy hot take when a story or a scandal like this pops out. But at the end of the day, you still have to take a stance against something like this. And that's the reason why most people feel the way they do.
And you got to stick to your guns, because here's the thing. It's just like we talked about the other day, that I was adamant about everybody saying, well, what about Ray Rice never got a second chance? And what about so-and-so? And, you know, we don't hear about that anymore. What about the victims? What about all the victims that we don't hear about anymore that are so concerned? It's like in what we just got done talking about with Taylor. What about the fact that everybody's concerned with Art Briles, because Art Briles is now suddenly in the public eye again in front of cameras at practice? Well, the victims aren't. The victims were just trying to live their life, and they're still trying to live their life, but they're still trying to recover from what they went through.
To me, look, Kendall's going to be there. They will live with that decision. They believe in him, right? Like, my opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. Right. The Cougars program feels like bringing Kendall in is worth the backlash of losing some fans or not getting the same support. And you just kind of let it be, right? Like, you already went through that PR bleep storm, right?
Right.
It's over.
Right.
It's over. You don't need to rehash it now.
Exactly.
This is what the topic's going to be all day now.
Why in the world would you rehash it by having him at practice in the public eye?
It makes no sense. But, again, I'm not a head football coach, and I can't, you know.
Any chance this is not Major's decision? Like, maybe Major wasn't even.
No, Major has to know about that.
Major has to know who's at
practice. No, he knew about it, but was he the one that said, hey, bring Art to the practice?
I don't think he invited him and encouraged it, but I think it was brought to his attention and he okayed it.
No. I believe that too.
Yeah. The one thing a football coach has full control over is practices.
Yep.
And who's watching practices. Yep. He knows every single person that's there. Some coaches will make you wait outside while other media members are inside. Coach Kubiak, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
He made
you wait outside?
Me and Nuno had to wait outside, and then finally they introduced us one time, and they're like, yeah, you can come in there.
You can join all the big dogs, like Aaron Wilson. No,
at that time it was McClain. 2007.
It was a long time ago.
And a texter says, you're basically saying Art Briles should fall off the face of the earth or drop off of sports. Forgiveness is definitely not on your priority list. No, he can do other things. It just doesn't have to be in the public eye. Just go away. All right? You had your day in the sun, and you blew it.
Yeah, guess what? Yeah, no second chances there. Sorry, what? Yes. And you want second chances? He's going to Italy. There's your second chance. Happy.
Plus, what is he getting paid as a settlement?
Ike also says, I'm pretty sure the only reason Art Briles would be at the U of H practice is because of his history in winning. Ike, all right, but there's also this whole history of what happened at Baylor. That is part of his history now. You can't just forget one part of history that impacted so many people and brought so much shame to a school and program.
And the same idiotic take said, Rahel, it's the dumbest logic ever. What's it matter if it's behind closed doors or in the public eye? You think the media will know? And it says, we've lost our marbles. No, the media wouldn't know, because if you handle it the correct way as a university, he's never out there in front of the media, and everything happens behind closed doors. There's plenty of things the media don't know. So you've lost your marbles. Okay? Have a good day. All right, we'll be back with the final half hour. It's the usual suspects. Before we get to that, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a fantastic job, locally owned and operated here in the Houston area, trying to do the best that they can do for your energy needs, whether it be for your professional and business or for your family. The main thing that you're going to notice is right off the top, unlike the big name companies that all do automated systems when you call in, if you call 844-INFUSE2, that's 844-463-8732, or you can reach them infuseenergy.com. But if you call, you're going to get a human being. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they're going to try and identify when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, what kind of program is best suited for you, and the rates that will do the same. In most cases, they're going to beat anybody's prices and rates, lock you into a deal that you're going to love, and set you up in the perfect situation for you with your energy usage. In certain cases, there are going to be companies that can beat their rates and their deals, and they're going to tell you that too, because they want to be 100% honest. They don't want to ever pull the wool over your eyes, and they want to be like a trusted friend that you can expect honesty from at all times without exception. They are clear. They're not going to confuse or deceive you. They're going to spell it all out for you and then put it in your lap and leave you make the decision. If you do choose to go with them, they do a lot of great things to make sure that you're happy with your program, with your rate, with your contract. And they do it on a monthly basis. I changed to them, and I've saved hundreds of dollars on my summer months with my air conditioning bill because of the fact that they got me into the right plan. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit. They go from there. They have 100% green energy at your fingertips, so you're making a difference and reducing the carbon footprint while you get renewable energy credits. And essentially, they care enough to talk to you throughout the process and be there for you whenever you call. So take that into consideration and maybe check them out and see if they might be able to help you too. 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's been spirited. It's been fun. Always love having Raheel filling in for Barry. He did the twofer this week, Monday and Thursday. We appreciate him as we've got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and Tyler on the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. Jong's still on his honeymoon.
And they love Tyler on that show from what I hear. The reviews have been outstanding.
Rave?
Rave reviews. Yeah, you could say they've been rave.
Really?
I saw AJ in the bullpen there, and I was telling him, hey, get ready. Your blitzers will be snitching on me today because I made fun of them. You know that like small percentage of blitzers
that
snitch on everybody?
Very passionate about them. I told them. A lot of experience with those guys. Yeah.
And then we were talking about yoga and my bench press and how it impacted my bench press.
Who was doing that?
Me. We were AJ and I were talking, and he's like, you benched 225. And I was like, yeah, dude, ever since I started yoga, and I don't do it as much anymore, but there was a month where I went almost every day. Dude, naturally my bench press went up.
People swear by it.
It's if you do the right
hot
one.
Hot yoga or regular?
Regular. You're just in that, it's called the chaturanga pose, which is just like a push-up the whole time.
Yeah.
You start shaking about 2 minutes in.
I told Nick.
It's pretty legit.
My good friend Tony, the equipment manager for the Rockets, started doing it a couple of years ago. Just absolutely swears by it. Said, from the feeling of just sweating it all out to the flexibility that you gain to what it does for your overall. He swears by it.
Yeah, it's not my main workout. It would never be like my only thing to do. But working it in, you can do it on YouTube. By the way, guys, if you're listening, you're like, I want to try this out, but I don't want to do it in public at a yoga studio, which I did before because I was kind of embarrassed.
Well, you like Lululemon, so you just like being
I
in
love
the
Lululemon.
Outfit.
Yeah, love Lululemon. I'm actually going there to pick up a present afterwards. So shout out to them. But you can find like a bunch of athletic yoga tutorials on YouTube, and a guy will just direct you for 35 minutes, and it's a free class. Try it out.
Really?
It'll help your bench press out.
Okay.
If you're into that, if you're like, ooh.
Do you have any recommendations on yoga pants?
Anything you like. Lululemon probably is the best one.
You are a big Lululemon guy.
Well, they featured me in a campaign. I mean, I have to be.
They're still giving you free stuff?
For tax purposes, I'm not going to say.
Oh, boy. Sam wants to get in here to wrap this thing up on Art Briles. Sam, we'll take it. What's up?
Hey, instead of reading just Twitter about Art Briles, maybe you ought to go read some real news. In May 25th of 2018 in the Waco Tribune Herald, there's an article written by Bill Rogers, and it has part of a letter that's written by the Board of Regents from Baylor University. And I'll read you just the main part of that letter. It says, in particular, at this time, we are unaware of any situation where you personally had contact with anyone who directly reported to you being the victim of sexual assault, or that to you directly discouraged the victim of an alleged sexual assault from reporting to law enforcement or Baylor University officials. Nor are we aware of any situation where you played a student athlete who had been found responsible for sexual assault. So there's no reason for Art Briles to be slinking in the shadows. He's rightfully holding his head up proud because he did nothing wrong. And when you
Sam, you keep believing that, you keep believing that, and you keep believing that one source that you're going to
what actually
talk
happened.
To the victims
I've known
themselves.
Art Briles since about 1990.
Get rid of him, Nick. About Sam, you just said it all you had to say. You're like Will Muschamp with the situation with DJ Durkin. The bottom line is, if you're a friend, you're going to sit there and blow the horn. Like, go talk to the victims that actually were a part of this that can tell you if he was involved or not. Go talk to the other people that were around. There's a reason why the CFL wouldn't even hire him for a job, Sam. There's a reason, okay? It's not because he was squeaky clean and innocent. So get it through your head. You know what? If he's your friend, have him over for dinner. He doesn't need to be out in the public eye at the U of H practice. Period.
Yeah, as you know, he had dealings with Art Briles, and he said his son, I guess, played or whatever.
Don't care.
Yeah, all right, man, you keep believing it, fine. You can use that letter, you know, which was sent by the general counsel of Baylor University. Again, a university that is probably like, can we just make this go away? Just go, just get rid of him. Good. Yeah, give him a clean slate, whatever.
You have to understand that also we have a bunch of listeners that will say, I know that guy, or he's my friend. Mm-hmm. It's not a good approach if you're calling into a radio show, at least the suspects. I don't know how it is for Raheel's show, but for this show, you can't be saying that.
No, we actually in the morning, we're a pro Art Briles. I'm joking. And at the same accord. We got to play both sides here. We know a victim from what happened at Baylor, right?
Right.
So it is, we're more emotional about this as well.
Agreed.
So like, there's both sides. I'm just telling you from people that I've talked to, and you can go to my podcast, find it, but he knew more than likely, guys. I'm just telling you, based on somebody I've talked to who is, again, incredibly close to what happened, right? He knew. But you guys believe what you want. I'll believe what I want. For U of H's sake, though, like what's happening over there, we're talking about that. We're not talking about Art Briles and his future. We're talking about from a Cougars perspective.
Going forward with the Cougars program.
Not a good look.
Not at all.
Not a good look.
And we're not just taking it from the Twitters. We did our research, too.
He went on to say there is a $3,000 reward. This was in queue. I didn't let him stay on the air. There's a $3,000 reward for anybody who can bring evidence that incriminates Art Briles, and that's unclaimed. And that was a part of his argument. So there's going to be a bunch of people that are going to support him. It's crazy, but there's going
to
be.
And I'll tell you this. If Sam wants to make that kind of passionate plea, he should make it in front of the victims' families. Make that same plea in front of the victims' families. Whether the victims are there or not, and the victims can tell you what they know too, and it doesn't have to be on any public accord. Again, all of this can happen behind the scenes. Like if Art Briles wants to go to be at the U of H, he could be behind the scenes too. But go ahead and do that and see how that goes over and see what kind of things you get in return. And it ain't going to be Twitter. It's going to be real life. So that, you know, enjoy that, because I mean, I understand if you're friends with somebody, that's like Will Muschamp. If you're friends with Durkin, then you're friends with him. But don't go out and try and make a case for him being innocent when everything is stacking up against the guy.
That one is he's a great husband, great father, guys. Before you guys, hey, look, him killing a kid or being part of it has nothing to do, but he's a great husband. Great family guy. What the hell? Shut up.
And all these unnamed sources. I mean, what are they bringing to the table? Yeah. I mean, unnamed sources, how can you believe them? Well, it's not just one. It's a lot of them. Yeah. And journalist integrity is you don't name your sources, especially when they're giving you credible information. You don't do it. And if you don't believe that, if you want to believe Will Muschamp, it was a one-time thing, well, we're getting late in the game, so we're probably not going to get to it. But we had Jabril Peppers, who played at Michigan when his defensive coordinator was Durkin. And he this is what he said.
Reading all the stuff that's going on now, because I thought, you know, he was only like that because of, I mean, because Dirk, he was a different guy. You know what I mean? But, you know, his tactics were different, you know. I felt extreme at times. But, you know, I'm just as shocked, you know, reading all the stuff that's going on now, because I thought, you know, he was only like that because of, you know, it was his first time, you know, coaching us. He's a defensive coordinator, you know, so he was just trying to get us to buy into how he wants his defense to play. And I thought, you know, once he became a head coach, you know, that he would, you know, calm down a little bit, become more of a, you know, a people person, a player's coach.
Evidently, that wasn't the case. And evidently, that tells you all you need to know about if this was a one-time incident or if this was a pattern.
Yeah. But Joel, if you read the Ohio State Tribune, Jabril went on to say that he forgave DJ Durkin.
But he's
a
good,
private letter.
But Raheel, he's a good father.
I'm joking. There was no letter, by the way, guys.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Better
I know
make
it's
that
a
clear.
Different audience. Like, we're so sarcastic in the morning that I just assume everybody knows I'm being sarcastic.
We work with a comedian. Sorry. You got to have that level of sense of humor.
No, Barry's humor. He's a comedian. It's above just my basic sarcasm. So,
well, we use sarcasm.
I have to dumb
too.
It down a little.
But you're kind of level when you're sarcastic. You're not. You don't really show too much emotion. So,
thank you for having me on, guys.
Man, twice this week. Appreciate you helping us out.
If good relief Jerry pitcher. Rocha. Is out tomorrow, guys.
We'll let you know.
Joel's not going to text you.
You will. Because I'm not going to give you two opportunities with one day left in the week. All right. Thanks, Raheel. We appreciate it. Again, Jerry Rocha tomorrow on an FEF Friday, where he'll also be the featured comedian of the week. He'll be in town. May even give away some tickets to one of his shows. For Nick and Raheel, I'm Joel. Have a great night. Blitz is next. Stay tuned.